So, Ben Hilchas Shabbos, the middle of Simin Dalet Shin, on page Tzadi Dalet, Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're discussing regarding which slave are you commanded regarding his Shavisa, that he doesn't do Malacha. And the Mechaber said, as the Mishmer had said, the different types of slaves. So this is on the second line of that Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. Yes, I mean, some say, whoever did not accept upon himself the seven Noahide laws, even then Yehudi Gamer, who since he's a full-fledged non-Jew, in Rabbi Muzorlov, his master is not commanded on him. Lefiz, according to this, so this is in contrast to what we just said at the end of the previous Amid. According to this, the needs of a sick person that's not in danger, the needs of a dead person on the first day, it is permitted to tell them what to do. And any slave that you commanded on his non-doing malacha, is forbidden to go out with the signet, the seal that his master made for him, to show that he's his slave. If it's made out of clay, then he's allowed to go out with it when it's hanging on his neck. But not in his garment, made out of metal, but also says the Torah in all situations forbidden. And says Rama, if the slave made the seal for himself, if he made out of clay, b'chol in yasa, and all such is forbidden. That's from the Magi Mishnah Perketas. Says Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Tezvav. The Yeshayim Shekol b'chulu. So what does this Yeshayim hold? Tzvilu, they hold, well, Yizirat Torah al Eved Shal Yisrael in Shabbos. The Torah did not warn on the slave of a Jew regarding Shabbos. El b'yeshal avak apanim k'tzas mitzvahs. All he has at least accepted some of the mitzvahs, which is the seven Noahide laws. So therefore, that's what he's saying. As long as they did not accept the Shem Mitzvah, so it's like a regular non-Jew, a regular halacha, like a mir la'akim. Not like this halacha of a slave. Rabbi Bel Yerabba, Shehebi B'Shem Kam Paiskim, that it means the name of many places. In practice, Yesh La'akim, like a Svar Rishayna, one should be spread like the first opinion, where even if he did not accept him upon himself, Shem Mitzvah, it would be forbidden, let's say, for Tzarchah Chol Hashem B'Sakhanu. Also, Lema the Mumer B'Karam, and it's forbidden to tell a renegade Jew and the Karayim, which they are Jews, they just denied oral law. Last, Lema Malacha B'Shabbos Yom Tov, you cannot tell them to do Malacha on Shabbos Yom Tov. The Ibn Mishnah Lefna Iver says, we're violating, causing a stumbling block because Lema'isa, they're Jewish. Sivkan Tezayin. The Ramah said, B'chol Eved B'chulu, every slave that you commanded on Heshvisa, so this whole halacha of a Chaisim. So, if this halacha that the Rama is talking about is going also on the slave that did not circumcise and immerse, I'm a Teis Shabbos Pimigodim. Look at the Svarim, the Teis Shabbos Pimigodim, that they discuss exactly the parameters of this halacha. Sibkat Yud Zayin. So the Rama said, if it's a slave that you mitzvah on his Shvisa, he's not going to go out with this chesim that his master made for him to show that he's a slave. So he need mitchila sas madaver. In the beginning, Rama's not specific. Then he explains, meaning, if there's two levels, the seal was made out of clay, and it's hanging on his neck, then he's allowed to go out with it. What's the concern? As he explains. So this is what the Gemara discusses. If he's saying that baby's going to take it out into his hand, he's going to carry it for him, which is really what a lot of these halachas that we had in the previous simon of Tachshitin. No, there's no such a concern. This only aims at the rabbi because he has the fear of his master. You wanted to remove it. So like you're a free person. You don't want to show that you're a slave. No. So we're not concerned he's going to do such a thing. And if maybe that it's going to break, it's going to come undone. And then it's going to break by itself in the street. He's going to come to carry it afterwards back home. That's also not a concern. Why would he bring it back home? A broken seal of clay is not worth anything. And if he's coming to show his master that he's subservient to him, and he's holding his hand the seal of the slavery to show, oh master, I still wanted to hold it. That's not a sign at all of slavery. It's only when it's hanging on his neck or on his garment. So therefore, when it has these two milas, we're not concerned and it's not a problem. But if it only has one milo, either that the seal was hanging on his garment, or let's say it was a metal shulchan, which is significant, then you're not allowed to go out to the street. Like we can see later on, which Shartin Ois Tezayin says regarding a chatz. So look at the Bach that he's lenient. Nelly Rabbi disagrees. Look over there what he writes also. Look at the Prima God. Sivkat and Yud Chaz. So the Ramad said, if it's made out of clay, then you let it go out with it when it's hanging on his neck. But not on his garment. Why? Because maybe the seal is going to break on its own. Umirtas Mirabi is going to be afraid of his master. Shilim is going to say that he removed the to show to everyone that he's a free man. The Kabbal Talisa, what's going to happen is he's going to fold up his garment. That you shouldn't be able to see the place of where the seal was. And Al-Kasev is going to carry the garment on their shoulder, but Dami Atalas, Al-Kasev Kamasi, then the cloak on his shoulder is like a load. So we're concerned for that. Again, these are all concerns for Haitzah. That's all these simonim are in the previous simonim. Sivkat and Yotaz. And if it's of metal, all situations are forbidden. Why? Since metal is significant, the master is concerned that he shouldn't lose it. We're concerned that maybe it will become undone. But then that he will come to carry for him. It's not like a broken seal of clay, which has no utility. It's metal. So therefore, then they might come to carry it. Now, if the slave made the seal on his own, then even of clay, in all situations would be forbidden. Why? That is, even if it's hanging on his neck. But the reason is the kibbutz also asks him, since he made it for himself, in emirtes mirab because he's around. He's not afraid of his master when he's going to remove it. And then mechashin and the mashak lebiyodes. Even if it has two milas, the one that it's hanging on his neck and that it's made out of clay, doesn't make a difference. It's concerned that maybe he's going to take it in his hand. Even dal amishas jam, he's going to come to carry it for amishas jam because he's not afraid of his master. And therefore, in that situation, all the time it's going to be forbidden. Siv beis veichad demut eved lasim malach al atzmai, where it's permitted for the slave to do malach of himself. If the master tells him to do it for himself, and good, feed yourself on Shabbos. So since he stipulated with him from before Shabbos, so that the slave could do his take care of his own, needs for his food. As long as he does discreetly, as he continues, as long as there's no concern about those who see and might say something. Sivkan Chavalv. So we said, where you're allowed to tell a slave to do it for himself, if the master tells him to do it for himself, so meaning, if he does not want to feed him, and that he can make the slave go like knock on doors, he has that option. If that's the case, slave is doing the work for himself. So that's what we're saying, that since he stipulated him from before Shabbos, so that's okay. Lafuke, that's coming to exclude the Hasan B'Shabbos to make this stipulation on Shabbos. To us, that's forbidden. If he did not tell him at all, just the slave did on his own. And he wants to go ahead and make some money on Saturday to get food. The mutter, that's permitted. Since the Jew doesn't tell him to do it. No, in such a situation, you should not be lenient. Only we told him this before Shabbos. But if he stipulated from before Shabbos, he could do it litzarche his own mezainus as long as he does a bitzina. But somebody means to say as a vilav beis rabbi, he could do it even in his master's house. Kivush bitzina since it's discreet, you could be like he concludes. All the more so in mavrich etzla in Yehudi, if he's making money somewhere else by a non-Jew, which the Shart Sinai Sudches says, but you have to look into this. If over there also it has to be discreet. Because I can understand if he does it in his master's house, it has to be discreet. Because if not, people are going to think that he's doing the malacha of his master, which is not the case over here. It's possible that also over here would have to be discreet, so that people shouldn't think that he leased him out to a non-Jew. So it's not clear if you would need discreet also by a non-Jew. But continuing the Mishaburi says, "Avalo yasa l'tzarchi sol acher," but he shouldn't work for another Jew. I feel a bit silly, even discreetly. Because still, Eved Yisrael, who he's a slave of a Jew, as the Shartin as Yotah says, like we mentioned at the beginning of Sif Alef, that's forbidden for every Jew to tell a slave of a Jew to do his malacha, and he says that even though this guy removed from his domain for Shabbos, however, he's still included of Eved Yisrael. So the Shartin, that seems to be Pashut. Now, if he did not accept upon himself the Shabbat mitzvahs, that depends on the machlokes. If a different Jew is permitted to utilize him, as the Mechaber wrote in Sif Aleph, Pi Alacha, the Bemaskel, the Ashemim Shekol. So he brought that these two different opinions regarding if the Eved did not accept the Shabbat mitzvah Noyach, what's the Halacha? So the Ashemim was more lenient. So just look Mishbrus of Kotezvav, that Lamaisa one should be stringent like the first opinion. That's how the Eli Rabbah writes. However, regarding a different Jew, it's possible to make this into what's called a Svek Sveka. First of all, maybe the halacha is like this Yeshayim, which is the opinion of the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rabbi Magid. And also, maybe the halacha is like the Yeshcholkin previously that they hold, according to the way the Oyler Shabbos, the Gunnar and Narsham explained, that for another Jew, it's for Shum Mutter. But says the Be'alacha, this Svek Svek is not what's called a Svek Svek HaMeshapach. The levels of a Svek Svek. A Svek Svek can make something much way more lenient, but Meshapach means to say that you can go and invert it, and here that wouldn't be the case, so not so posh. The Dirshu number 8, we said the Gunnar Gunnar and hold, no, that's actually from yesterday. Right, yeah, right. The Dirshu number 11, regarding our going out on Shabbos to the street in a with a watch, a hand watch, because we were talking about this seal, which is hanging from your neck, if you're allowed to go out with it. So the Chiddush Basra says the name of Moshe Feinstein that you can prove that it's permitted from the heter of ever to go out with this chaysim, that even though the chaysim does not function like a takshit, and it's not even a functioning for the body. However, since the norm of the slave is to go out with it always with this seal, it's considered like one of his garments, if not for the concerns that we see in the Mishnah Berurah. And from here you see that even a watch, that since the norm is to go out with it constantly, even though it's not considered as a takshit, and even though it doesn't function to serve the body, it's considered like one of the mabushim of a person allowed to go out with it. If Scheinberg holds, you could reject that proof. Because it's possible to say that specifically a chesim is considered like a malbush of the guf, because since ultimately it does serve the body, because without it, the slave cannot go out to the street because his master would be particular. And therefore it's considered that, you know, moving it is like a tzarech haguf and going with it, which is not the case by a watch. Possible to definitely go out without it, and the person would remove it from his hand when he removes it when he goes to sleep, when he puts on film or bathing. So if it's possible that it's not considered like something that's functioning for the body, it's not like one of the garments of a person. Regarding a watch in general, we discussed it in some Mishnah Aleph. Now, however, with a sick person going to Rosh Hashanah with some type of a line connected to his, on his hand, I mean, actually, with like the baby, people have like the bracelet, and there it's some medicinal, like therapeutic thing that could function to save his life at a different time. So he's afraid to go out without this. Like some people have a necklace. So Reb Shimon calls it considered that a purpose for his body and going with it, because the chayil is afraid to go out to Rosh Hashanah without it. And you can learn from this that it's permitted from this that the Eved is allowed to go out to Rosh Hashanah with this chayim upon him. He doesn't permit it only when he's carrying it on his body, literally, but if he's holding his pocket, he isn't inclined that logically that would be forbidden. It remains with the tzarchin. Regarding a sick person go out with medicine, so it should be there when he needs it, that we discuss in Shemigamah Sibkat Memzai.
Dish 12, a woman who wants to go out to the street with a covering on her shetel to protect it from the rain, or a man wants to go out with a nylon on his head, which some of them holds, you can learn from the words of Mishnah Berurah over here, that it would be forbidden to go out with them, because since he's concerned that maybe he's going to take it in his hand and carry it to Alamash Ram, similar to what we have, as Mishnah Berurah said, Sivkot and Chaf, when the slave makes it for himself, he's not afraid, so he might come to take it off and carry it, that would be the same for that type of thing too. We discussed this already in Simon Shin Aleph.